Okay, let's talk quick wins, because if you're anything like me, a gal who likes just the punchy numbers, this is the podcast for you. It is a super quick win, and it's about nailing something at the beginning of the day so that you feel incredible and it sets the tone for the rest of your day. So I was recently in a business call, and one of the things that we were talking about was productivity as a business gal. And there's this book called Eat the Frog. Basically what it means is it's to stop you from procrastinating, and it's where you do the hardest task first, or the most challenging piece that you're not procrastinating. So you kind of set up yourself for a win. So the tone of everything is amazing, right? So when I look at this through a relationship lens, that is why when I see new clients, I'm like, what does your morning look like? How are you connecting in the morning instead of leaving, sex until the end of the day, at night, blah, 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 you're tired. How does your morning look? How are you being intimate in the morning? And it's like, well, I don't know, we're busy, or we're doing our morning routine, or we're getting the kids ready for school, or we're going our separate ways and we're going to the gym, or, going for a walk, or whatever it might be. That's totally fine. But prioritizing connection at the very beginning of your day is setting yourself up for incredible success. It is the creme de la creme. So the way that I'm suggesting you do this is start with something like a kiss. Brush your teeth if you've just woken up and whatnot, or you can be like Elliot from Scrubs and get your little piece of little cup of mouthwash out beforehand so that it's not terrible, or leave a mince by the bed. I really don't care what it is, but prioritize the kiss. Use tongue, set the timer if you need to for 20 seconds and be like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We are prioritizing each other in this moment. 20 seconds out of your whole entire day is wild. And it's so doable. So that is why I'm saying this is the best way to start. Start with a kiss. It could be holding hands. It could be an intentional hug. Give yourselves whatever it is that suits you, whatever it is that you can fit into your day, whatever it is that you feel most connected doing, and do that. Instead of waiting to the end of the day, do it at the beginning. This is essentially the relationship edition of eating that frog. It is doing the hard thing. It is not being, not procrastinating about it. It is about making the priority, making it that thing on your to-do list that you do to start with. So then when we go and you begin to create better daily habits, which we all know are the absolute key to success, when you are looking to achieve relationship success, this is it. This is the absolute key. Doing the most important task for the day at the beginning is going to set the tone for the rest of your day. So if you are somebody who's I know I need to do that, or I'm trying for 2025 to make my relationship more of a priority, but you don't know where to start or how to do that, this is the task for you. It is perfect for productivity stuff, which is why, being a business gal myself, j'adore. I really, really love it. But in a relationship sense, it makes sense. It makes sense to start the day. Weave this into your miracle morning. Weave this into your morning routine. Have a shower together. If you both share at the same time, by all means, do that. Just work out what it is that is your most intimately rich task and put that into the beginning of your day. Make it something that is a non-negotiable and make it something that you look forward to. You set the tone for a loved up, connected day with your partner, because we all know that when you are feeling grounded in your relationship, when you are feeling excited, when you are feeling connected, when you are this is perfect. I feel really good. I feel really loved up. I feel really supported by my spouse. I have a more productive day. This is the key to that. Do the thing that makes you feel most valued, most appreciated, most connected to your spouse at the beginning of the day, basically the relationship edition of Eat the Frog, and you will see how much better your day flows, how much easier the text messages between the two of you are, how much easier it is to communicate what you need, and I guarantee there will be less resistance to things like, hey, can you pick up milk on the way from, way home from work? You will feel less resistance from your partner when you do these things, because you've already set the tone at the beginning of the day by having that space for each other, by prioritizing connection, and by making a difference with your relationship. If you love this tip, please rate this potty, because I love creating this stuff and I love getting it out there.